keep you long here.
Come on.
Got a little something on my heart I'd like to share with us. Amen. If you have your Bibles, to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 1. Amen. Chapter number 2. Kings, chapter number 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. Father's Day. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God for all you fathers. Amen. I'm privileged to have mine with me here today.
Yes.
A long ways. I wasn't sure he's going to get to make it today. I called earlier to tell him Happy Father's Day. And Mom said, he's already gone. Amen. Exactly. I wanted to tell her, hey, why don't you make a trip or two with him?
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate him being here. Drove all the way from Gilbert today. 1 Kings chapter number 2. Verse number 1, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord will help us here. I'm going to talk to us about a father's final words.
All right.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies. And in it, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest. Verse 4, and I'll be done. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart, with all their soul, there shall not fail thee. Amen, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A father's final words. Hallelujah. David coming near to the end of death. Amen. And he begins to speak to the heir of the throne, which would be Solomon. And he begins to tell Solomon, amen, some things that he wants Solomon to pay attention to.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, now I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore,
yes,
and show thyself a man. Hallelujah. Amen. I realize that some, and I don't know, I'm not picking or prying at anyone. Amen. But I know there's some fathers today that really are not worthy, amen. Maybe a biological father, but they're MIA, missing in action, amen.
Yeah.
Nowhere around to raise a child, nowhere around to be that godly figure that God intended the dad, the father to be in today's society,
right,
amen. But I tell you, I know David had mistakes, amen. David made mistakes, but thank God David was a mighty father, amen. David was a great father. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. But I believe we can look around right here in this building today and see some good, godly fathers. Amen.
Yes.
David had a mission that was much bigger than him. Amen. He laid up in store for his son Solomon. Amen. And it was in David's heart so great to build the temple. Amen. I mean, David really wanted to build a house for God, but he was a man of blood.
Right.
He was a man of war all of his life. Amen. So I tell you what, I believe God gave David the blueprints of that house. Amen.
Yes.
And God laid it,
sure,
on David's heart, but he said, David, I'm not going to let you build the house, but you can lay up treasures. Amen. Lay up in store. And when Solomon gets up and runs the kingdom, Solomon will be able to build the house much quicker. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So David laid up in store,
yeah,
what was needed. Amen. He tells Solomon, you can find in 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, to build the temple. Amen. Great God in heaven. I want you to notice, just stop a minute right here. I said that about Solomon and the temple to say this. You can live a life, amen. Some people live their life, amen, spend 70 years, if God would bless, 80 years of life, amen, and you spend your life working at something, building at something, to die when you die, amen. But I don't believe we have to live like that, do you?
Come on.
Amen. David was building something that was going to live years after David was dead. Amen. And that's my desire as a dad. Amen. When you're building that family and you're building that character in them kids, you can lay up something, you can lay up treasures in their heart, something that'll last years after you're gone. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Amen. David said, "Be thou a man, Solomon." This was a powerful statement from a weak man. David was weak in body. He only had days to live. Amen. There he lay, Brother Earl. Amen. So weak. Probably voice quivering. Probably very weak in stature. Amen. But what powerful words that David left his son Solomon. Be thou a man. Amen. Follow the ways of God. Amen. David went on. Oh, yes. Amen. And was an example. Even after his failure of being a father, he went on and he had such favor in the family that I believe Solomon stood up and arose and said, "Yes, sir, Dad, I'll be a man." Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm going to get down the road here in a minute. But I tell you, if there's ever a day that we need men to be men, it is today. Hallelujah. Amen. If there was I don't understand really per se. I'm going to get into it in a moment. I don't really understand why society fights manhood so strong. Amen. Oh, yes. Society wants us to cower down and be wimps. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Hudson's been potty trained. He's doing pretty good. Amen. The latest one of all of our kids, the doctor said they all got to do it on their own time. Amen. He does pretty good in the daytime, but not at night. Amen. He has to wear diapers every night or he had went to bed. Amen. And he got up this morning and he said, "Dad, I'm wet and I need my diaper changed." Amen. And he went in there and laid down and I said, "Hudson, I thought you were strong." Amen. Always try to put it in him. I said, "Hudson, I thought you was a big strong boy. And big strong boys don't pee in their diaper at night." Amen. Glory to God. And he said, "I am strong." And I looked at him and I said, "No," or Michelle, one of us said, "You're a weak wimp." Amen. This aggravating him. Hallelujah. Amen. He don't even know what a wimp is. I said, "You're a weak wimp." Amen. He said, "No, I'm not. I'm a strong wimp." Amen. Glory to God. Hey, I come to tell us here today, we need some strong men. Amen. Hey, I don't know why so many men, amen, is willing at so quick a notice to cut bait, run, take them. Amen. Flee their families, flee their wives, and leave kids to raise themselves. Be a man. Amen. Hey, I said, if there's ever a time
that
man needs to stand up and be the godly spiritual figure of that house, it's today. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Look at me here tonight. That's in the Word of God. Did you know that? The man is the priest figure of that family. Amen. And you know why we have so many weak families today? You can't lay the blame on that sweet mama. You can't lay the blame on that sweet mother that gets them kids up every morning and gets them dressed and feeds them and schools them. Thank God, why you get up and run out the door to work, which is an honorable thing, but yet you come home every day and you don't have no desire to teach them kids anything. You don't have no desire, amen, to read the Word of God. Amen. Have family prayer. Have family devotions. It's killing us, church. It's killed the church. Amen. Men don't want to be men. We think that's not a manly thing. That's the most manly thing any man in this house can do. Amen. Let your kids hear you pray. Let your kids hear you read the Word of God. Be thou, Solomon, a man. If there's ever a day we need men, it is today. It ain't all about you, sir. It ain't all about what you want. It's about laying up something that'll live
years after they lay in the ground. Hey, I come to tell us we need men.
Yes, yes.
Woo! Hold on, you and I ain't even got there yet.
Oh, come on.
Thank God. David. Amen. We must have values. I believe David.
Yeah.
Was a man of values. Amen.
Sure.
We must have convictions.
Right.
Woo! What are you passing now? How can you stand for something if you don't even have convictions against things? Amen.
Right.
I've never seen a day where people's just whamby-bamby. Whatever comes, whatever goes. Amen. Whatever. That's not how I live, church. And that's not how you are. You ought to know what you believe. You ought to know what you're willing to die for. You ought to be, amen, know what you're willing to lay your neck on the line for. Hey, I come to tell us, I love my kids. I love my family. We's up there, and I'm not boasting or bragging. Amen. And I was talking to old Brother Randy Webb quite a bit on Friday. And every time I turned around, his voice is running up to me. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, I can tell, amen, that you're doing what you need to do at the house. Because
right.
Them boys take the world of dad. That's not bagging or not boasting one bit. But every dad should be that way. Praise God in heaven.
Yeah.
I was listening to James Dobson the other day on my phone. On my headset while I was mowing Brother Chuck. This touched me. I didn't know this. You might have knew this. But to focus on the family, Dr. James Dobson, his dad was a world-renowned evangelist. Traveled the country evangelizing. Well, I guess way back then, homeschool wasn't really available like it was today. And James Dobson traveled with his parents to become the age of five. And then they left him with somebody in the family. I thought it was an aunt. And his mother traveled with his dad preaching the gospel. They had to leave their young son behind until that young son got James Dobson got a few years older. Amen. And he needed a mom, amen. So he said his dad went and bought a house, amen, for his mom and him to live in while he was going through school. And his dad kept on preaching, amen. He said his dad was booked for years in advance. That's what kind of preacher his dad was. But old Dobson got up to be a teenager, James. He got up to be a teenager, amen, and he started causing his mom problems. And boys will do that. Girls will do that. They'll push against mom. But I tell you, that's why God said a man in the family. So you'll stand up and say, here's how this house is going to run. Glory to God.
Come on.
Oh, Brother Buzzard said, I'll finish Dobson in a minute. Oh, Brother Leon Buzzard said that he got up of age and he said, Dad, amen, I'm 18 years old now. I can make my own rules. I can be my own boss. I'm 18. I can do what I want. And his dad said, that's right, Leon. You're 18. You can do what you want to do. Glory to God. He said, so go ahead and pack your clothes and go ahead and hit the road. Amen. He said, because you're still living in my house. Amen. And my brother said, well, I can do anything I want to do. He said, pack your clothes and leave. He said, Dad, where am I going? Amen. What am I going to do? He said, I don't know. You're your own boss. Amen. You can do what you want. Hey, we need somebody that'll stand flat-footed and raise girls and raise boys and say, we got some precepts. We got some convictions.
Right.
We got some things that we're willing to stand on in this house. He'll come to tell us. That's what happened to James Dobson.
Yeah.
All right.
He got up in his mom and bucked up on her and they had a big blow up. He said, I thought I had my mom on the ropes. I thought I had her where I needed her. Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
He said, all I remember was my mom made up on one phone call. And she called my dad. And he was miles, states away, way away. And he said, all I remember, my mom crying, tears running down her face. I forget James Dobson's dad's name. She called his name. She said, I need you. and I need you now. And she said, she hung the phone up. And she said that dad showed up the next day, and he canceled 2 years of revival meetings. Amen. Woo! He canceled his whole life, and he stayed home and raised his son. God in heaven.
All right.
I tell you, that touched me, Brother Chuck. How do I know that more? Amen. Tears running down my eyes. We need families today that will say, I'm willing to cancel everything because my biggest job in life is to raise my family. My biggest job in life is to put godly precepts and godly biblical values in the lives of my children. If you got to cancel your life and invest in your children. Invest in your family. It'll pay off in the end. Amen.
Yeah, praise.
Thank you, Lord. We must have convictions that we can pass down.
Right.
Samuel had bad children. I've heard folks say if your children turn out bad, you did something wrong. I don't believe that.
No.
But let's not live a double life in front of our children.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right, sure.
Boy, you better put your seatbelts on.
Sure.
I'm just about half started here.
Come on.
Amen. You know why sometimes our children are so mixed up? Amen. You know why sometimes our children grow up in a Christian home and they're so mixed up in the mind they don't know how to serve God or whether they want to serve God or even how to serve God.
Yeah.
Amen. You know why? Because they see one thing out of mom and dad in the house of God and they see something altogether different outside of the house of God.
Right.
Great God in heaven. Hey, if you wouldn't fuss and
pound
around in church, then you better not. I understand everybody's going to have a squabble. But when that's your, amen, life's mission to fight and keep turmoil in the house and bust and fight and bicker, you might as well say amen. I'm going to preach to you tonight. Hey, I said you're out of the will of God and you're living a double standard. Your kids are going to grow up. They ain't going to know which way it's up or down. You better say amen or oh me. I come to preach to you right here tonight that we better live, amen, a standard in the eyes of an almighty God. God cares how you live in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Don't get up here, church, and preach and sing and shout and holler when you live like the devil at the house.
Yeah.
That's right. Woo! Come on, brother.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah, Lord. We raise up mixed up kids.
Mixed up.
We raise up kids that don't know God. They don't understand because they're seeing two sides of the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
They're seeing two sides. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I want to live godly. In the house.
Come on, Brother Jason. Come on.
And I don't want to live godly outside the house.
Amen.
Hey, God. David said, I have been young and now I'm old. Amen. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Hey, I come to tell his church, amen, sell out to God. Sell out for God. Hey, Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. There is some might and there is some strength in the Lord. And that's what you and I need to find. We need to find that strength. We need to find that courage to be able to stand strong for God. Amen.
Right.
Men, you need to be strong in leadership.
Right.
You need to be strong in leading your house.
Yes.
Woo.
I tell you what, we're living in a society that wants to take the male, M-A-L-E, the male, out of leadership.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're
at. You guess women, Brother Jason, know what? Women have their role.
Sure.
I'm talking biblical. I'm not talking about Hollywood. We got a mixed up mind of leadership today because of what Hollywood pushes.
That's right.
In society. Amen.
That's right.
Great God, they took down, beat a man,
Ever since the 1960s, I come across something that's hard to believe. Ever since the 60s, since this women lift movement took a force, amen. I think it was 1968, at a U.S., what do you call it, USA pageant. You know where them women go and have a pageant, Miss America pageant? Ever since 1968, amen, they went and they had different articles of men that they went and they throwed on the ground. And they stomped on that, and they act as though the man was a slave owner and the woman was still a slave. Glory to God. I tell you, church, we're living in a mixed up world. We're living in a mixed up society.
That's it.
Amen. Every family needs a godly man. Every church needs godly men in that church. Amen. The Bible is full of male leadership. Yes, are you against a woman, Brother Jason? Oh, no. God can use a woman. God used Lydia. Amen. With that prayer meeting that she started. Amen. That really pushed the gospel through into Europe. Amen. In the New Testament, Philip had daughters that were prophetesses, and they were used of God. I believe God can use a woman. Amen. But predominantly, God uses a man. Amen. Predominantly. Amen. God calls, amen, strong men, amen, to bear his word and his precepts and what the word of God teaches in this day.
That's right. Hey.
Bless him, Lord. Religion is not for sissies.
No, it ain't.
Pray
for the sick.
Holy God.
Pray that folks will get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. It takes godly men to do that.
Right.
Godly.
Not sissies. Prayer's hard work, Brother George.
Come on now.
It takes godly men to be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Oh, yes. Amen. That's a man. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. We're pushing for the bars to be raised to feminism in this land. Oh, yes. You go out to the stores and they got dolls for boys to play with. And this, as I already mentioned, this women lift movement, they push for boys to, amen, play with girl toys. I don't know about you. Now, this is, some of this is biased towards my opinion. I don't want my boys playing with baby dolls. Amen. Glory to God. If they have a baby doll, I would like to thank Brother George that they don't play with it like a girl. A girl gets a baby doll, pats it on the back, feeds it a bottle. But if a boy had a baby doll, I'd like to thank him, pick it up and body slam it. Amen. I'd like to thank him, fling it across the room. Amen. Make a frisbee out of it. Glory to God, whether you believe it or not.
Come on,
there's a major difference between the male and the female. And this is being made up in our day. We're living in society of the homosexual and of the transsexual that says you can be a boy one day, you get up and you can be a girl the next. Hogwash. That's not what God taught. And God made him male and female. And I come to tell us, man can think he's a woman and a woman can think she's a man all they want, and that doesn't flip the switch. I come to tell us, we're living in a buddied up society where we need a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman.
Praise God.
Woo!
You're telling it right.
There was a time it was a good thing to be a man.
Yeah.
Not today.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Preach on. Preach on.
And that's a hot spot. You ever pray for him?
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. Preach
it right. Keep going. There's a time men took the boys out and showed them how to skip a rock.
Oh, yeah.
So, come on, bro. Come on.
With George, there's a man, time a man took his boy out and taught him how to catch a fish.
Yeah, man.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Nowadays, we got mixed up society.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Half the boys and girls grow up with no dad in the picture.
That's true.
Amen. Kids grow up with no godly, priestly form in that family.
Right.
Hallelujah.
There was a time when it was okay to be a man. And I come to tell you, David said, Solomon, be thou a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to make it this life, we got to have some strong men.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, the Bible lifts up manhood. Oh, yes. Moses was a man. Joshua was a man. David was a man. Elijah was a man.
Right.
Hey, God, can you imagine Elijah come through dressed up wild like he was? What about John the Baptist? Amen. He is a man. Paul was a man. Hey, and I come to tell you, amen, Jesus was a man. How do you know that, Brother Jason? I'll tell you how I know it. He was over there in the temple. Amen. And the Bible said that he drove them out. Great God. If you look, I never knew that till today. If you look at that temple, amen, that place where he drove them out was approximately 300 yards. Hey, great God. He just didn't say, would you please get out of here? I'm not. No, he pushed them out there. Amen. He said, get out.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't get out, I'll put you out. Hey, I said, Jesus was a man. Glory to God. Amen. I'll go a little further. They came to him, and Jesus said, whom the men say that I am? Glory to God. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Now, I already mentioned how wild and how manly John was. And some say that thou art Elijah. Great God. Why did they think he was Elijah? Why did they think he was John? Because Jesus was a man. I said he was a man. And he gave man commandments.
Yeah.
Take up your cross and follow me. I said he was strong. I said he was a man. And if there's ever a day we need men to be men, it is today.
Yes.
Right. Woo. Yeah.
Bless you. You got a couple more minutes left in you?
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
Shoo.
Woo.
Bless you.
We need men to shout today.
Yes, all right. Sir.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
It's a manly thing to shout under the power of God.
Yes, it is.
Manly.
Woo!
All right.
Thank God.
I don't know why we get so mixed up in the church realm with things and think, well, I don't want to shout. Amen. They might think less of me. I'll think a whole lot more of you.
Oh.
I like to see a man shout.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Come on, bro.
Woo. I like to see a man get under the power of God and run around the church.
Yes, sir.
I like to see a man of God. Hey, amen. We was up early night, no game. He got to shaking. Looked like he had a hold of 440. He got to shaking. Hey, amen. Something got him. I like to see that. Hey, amen. But you know some churches, hey, amen, glory to God, the women shout. The women sing. The women are faithful every night. The women go out and invite others to come in. And thank God for that. I'm not dissing women. Thank God for. But where's the man? Where's the man that'll say, I'm not going to lay home on a couch and watch a football game. I'm going to the house of God. Where's the man that'll stand up and say, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
1 Corinthians 16:13. I know I've already given you more than you can take.
Jesus.
Watch ye stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong.
Yeah.
Be brave.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hollywood already said attacks the nature of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was out there at Brother Kirk's last Sunday night. We come out of that fellowship hall and it's dark. I didn't really remember being that dark, Brother Tommy, but it's pitch dark out there. And down that alley where he lives is dark. We walked out, everybody else is still in, just me and the boys, one on each hand. We come out there, and it's dark. It was, as Weston said, a little treepy out there. Because it's treepy. A little bit treepy.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
He said, Dad, it's creepy out here. I looked up in that dog alley, and I said, come out, wherever you are. I'm not afraid of you, monster.
And Wesley started, woo!
I said, be strong. Don't be afraid of that monster.
All right.
Last night, they all went in beside the mineral huts was still out there. The crops fell around from lawnmowers and stuff, and blowing air filters and stuff out. You know, Hudson just come home from Mamaw's house. He's waiting his turn to get a bath. And we was out there, and it was pitch dark by the time. And I looked out there over that, and Hudson said, "Boy," he said, "it's scary out here tonight." And I said, "No, it ain't." Amen. I said, "It ain't scary out here." Yeah. And he remember being down Curse last week, and he hollered, "Come out, come out, everywhere you are." Woo!
Woo! All right.
Boys need a man in their life. Girls need a man in their...
Come on.
Look at some of the boys. Girls need a man. They need a dad.
Come on, come on.
Provide protection and show them what it's like to be treated by a man. Hey, I come to tell us I'm just about done. But amen, in a nutshell, Brother Rice, we need men. I said we need men. We don't need wimps. We don't need sissies. We don't need Hollywood's version of a man.
Yeah.
Hollywood has perverted manhood so much that they either portray a man to be an idiot. Look at this. Here's the three things that Hollywood pushes. They push a man to be an idiot. They push a man to be a sissy. Or they push a man to be a Superman. Amen. Neither one is what God intended. A Superman is unattainable. Amen. A man is not an idiot. And God said, a man's not to be feminine. So I
come on.
Tell you, if you're looking to Hollywood for a version of a man, you're looking in the wrong place.
Amen. That's good.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I thank God for manly men.
Thank God.
Boy, I'm deep in this. I might as well finish it out.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, sir.
Bless
you, sir.
Come on.
Help us.
Bless him, Lord.
A man that'll hit a woman ain't a man.
That's right.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Come on.
So good.
Hello, brother.
Thank God in heaven. A lot of men want to be mean to women and those of lesser strength.
Right.
They're scared to death of a man.
That's right. You're right. Come on. Bless
you. Be thou strong, David.
Yeah.
Be thou Solomon. Be thou strong, man. Solomon. And be thou a man.
Be thou man.
You must be.
Breathe.
In today's society. I hope I've preached enough here
to
want somebody to stand up and say, I'm going to be a man.
That's right.
I'm going to be a godly man in my family. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. If you ain't shouted, sir, amen. And this means for everybody, but I'm zeroed in on the men here today. If you ain't shouted, amen, in so long, amen, that you're shouting, shouter has cobwebs on it, you ought to be embarrassed of yourself. You ought to get you an altar somewhere and pray and say, God, shout me. Shake me under the power of God. Let my family, let my church, let hell know I'm on God's side.
All right.
Hey, amen, we're living in a day. Hey, we need men to be real men.
Woo. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
David said, amen. So Solomon said, keep God's words in your heart.
Keep them in your heart.
That's it.
How important that is. I don't have time to get into all that. We need to be the one to put the word of God in our family's heart.
Right.
Don't be a wimp. All right, I'm done. Proverbs, help me out here. Will help me here. About 2 minutes here. Proverbs 17:6. I love this. This stirred me up. This is one of them verses, Brother George, that I read today that I've read numerous times. You know what I mean? Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of an old man.
Yeah.
Children's children are the crown of an old man. That's why my dad drives 2 hours to church on Sundays. Children's children. He loves seeing them grandbabies.
That's right.
Who knew he on that little fat 40-year-old boy, amen? He wants to see them grandbabies. Children's children. Woo! My.
Yes, my.
All right.
He's done something for me. Yes. Are the crown of an old man. Get the last part of this. And the glory of children are their fathers. Glory to God. Did you hear that? And the glory of children are their fathers.
other one and say, my dad can do this. And the other one will say, oh, that ain't nothing. My dad can do this. And you know why? Amen. Because the glory of children are their fathers. God put the father in the family to be the glory of the child. Amen. Godly, humble servant fatherhood who takes the lead and asks God to give mercy in the family. I'm not a perfect father. You're not a perfect father. God's just looking for a man to stand up and say, God, you've given me this family. You've given me children. And I'm going to be the glory of my children. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
After David.
Praise God.
Give me an extra big brother, Tommy. This is another one. Man, this was rich in my soul back there in that study today. Acts 30, 13 and 36. This is another one. I've read it, you've read it, but I did read it. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. Hallelujah. Acts 13, 36.
For David, after he had served his own generation.
All right. Listen here. For David, this is New Testament. For David, after he had served his own generation. I want you to look at David. He fought the enemies. Amen. He fought the war. He fought for God. He fought the Philistines.
Yeah.
And finally there became a little bit of peace around the kingdom. He laid up treasures for the house of God that God wanted him to build. After David had served his generation.
By the will of God, fell asleep.
By the will of God, he fell asleep.
And was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption.
And was laid unto his fathers. And so, what did he say, Brother Anthony? Amen. David, all the days of David's life, he served his generation. And let me tell you something. Amen. If another generation lives on, I can't control that. But I can serve God in my generation. You can serve God in your generation. You can be a man in your generation. Glory to God, by the will of God. And then he fell asleep. When I fall asleep one of these days and I give up the ghost, I want God to be able to say, Jason, serve God in his generation. Man, be a man.
Yeah.
And serve God in your generation. Serve God in your day. Stand with him in this house. Amen. And pray God, hear the words, the final words of a godly father. Be there strong, Solomon, and be a man. I come to tell us, let's serve God in our generation.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, men, don't let these women beat us to the altar. Come on, you men. Let's fill in these altars. Maybe some of you women ought to go up there with your men. Say, we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. We're going to serve God. I'm going to be a man for my generation. I'm going to serve God.
Share and show me how to grow in Thank you.